not race in vain. Oh, listen to me. Lord, hold my hand while I
bless you in radio land. God bless all my father's children as far as my voice can be heard.
Oh,
yes, friends, once again, friends, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Asking you, my friend, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God.
Oh!
Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the mailing address. Write down the telephone number. I'll be sitting here at the prayer office all throughout today. With you, you, and especially you. Here on this new year, friends, I want you to know that God is yet in the blessing business. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Write it down, friends. Don't try to memorize it, for you know what old Satan gets busy. You can't remember your own telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. Oh, my friends, you know we've talked to many of God's children that had sickness in their bodies. Yes, friends, we've been sending out herbal teas all throughout the United States. As I've told many in the past, that in the days of old, there used to be someone on that farm that can always go off into the woods and come back, board it, steep it, and strain it so they can go back into the fields the next day. Yes, that arthritis, that gout, friends, those of you that have diabetes, those of you that have kidney problems, those of you that have that nature situation. Yes, friend, back in the old days, we didn't have the medicines that we have now for certain types of problems like gangrene and situation because they used to pack it down to make sure nothing swell up. Friends, I know that some of you right now have court cases pending, and you're saying, oh, Heavenly Father, which way shall I go? Some right now don't have any peace in their home, wondering how they're going to turn those situations around that they're facing. Some right now have financial troubles and trying to bring themselves up by the bootstraps, and it seems that every time you go up that ladder, you come back down further and harder. My friends, I know that God is good. That book of Genesis, the Revelations is real. My friends, we can talk about that Bible all day, but I'm asking you to keep that faith right now, not to give up, friends, no matter how dark and bleak it may be and seem right now. But I'm asking you, my friends, yes, you that have trouble on that job, you that have enemies around you, you that are dealing with those that are dealing with unnatural practices, that witchcraft, that voodoo, and you're praying it away, and they're still coming around trying to drop it down in your front yard. Oh, my God, if I could not help you, I shouldn't have to. God will not harm you, but I'll tell you today, friends, that yes, God is in the blessing business. Yes, friends, no matter how long you've tried yourself to bring things up, no matter how many times you've been up and down that highway, different places looking for help, write down the telephone number, my friends. Why not, my friends? Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 1-6903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta. Whatever donation you send, my friend, you send it from your heart. For if it's not from your heart, you or I cannot do anything with it. So, you know, my friends, when you're right, we're going to send you a bottle of that Masterstroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a golden cross. And oh, yes, my friends, different types of prayer packages. I know many right now would love to know how to dress and clear and clean around their home, no matter what you're facing, friends. You too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Again, friends, write down that telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages.
Come through in your situation.
I was down. I didn't know which way to turn, didn't know what to do, and confused in the laws. So I came to you, and it seemed like doors started opening up, and I couldn't believe my eyes, especially this week. Started Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Seemed like I was blessed. Financial, physical, mental. And the doors would just open up and things that was taken from me was given back to me even more. And I was just shocked.
All right, when you first came, you had a problem with your home. Your home was trying to be taken away. Your car was actually taken away, and I told you what to do and what kind of lawyers to get. And tell me, how much have you spent trying to get a lawyer and taking care of your situation?
0 cents. I haven't been out of no money for lawyer or anything to get back.
You said when you went to the where I told you to go, they had turned down a few cases, and you were shocked to see that they took yours.
Yes.
You tell me. I'm not going to say a thing else. You tell me. I'm recording this. I'm not going to. It's all right if I record this. Okay. Don't call out your name, all right? But you tell us what happened when you first came and how things are coming now.
I came to you one Friday, and I was to meet with this lawyer that Saturday morning. So I came to you, and you told me to go on. But I know I didn't have any money in my pocket for a lawyer. So I went on and was on time and met with the lawyer. So I got there, it was a room full of people, and you had to sign in. And they had told us from the beginning they was only taking some of the cases, not all of them. So first, the lawyers come in and they call three names out. And I was sitting there thinking that was it. And they come back and they called my name. I hurried up and got up and they took on my case. And I went. I was upset and worried even after I had come to see you and that when I went to see the lawyer. The lawyers told me the same thing you said, don't worry. We'll handle everything. It's gonna be okay, just don't worry. So I gave it to the Lord. I turned it loose and gave it to the Lord and let the Lord work with it. And I came to see you again, and I kept in contact of calling you or coming to see you. And the Lord worked it out.
And you're looking for six months free, and they had towed your car. You have your car. Everything is working out all right. Now tell me something. What would you say if anybody else had a problem of any sort?
I'll come and see Reverend Gregory. He will help you.
My friends, I'm going to ask that you take a minute with us for 1 minute of prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard right now. You might be praying with someone on the other side of town that's having the same trouble that you're having right now. Join us, my friends. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hand. Join us right now. 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus. With the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer.
And I'll pray.
Our time is drawing down, my friends, and we're asking that you pray over everything that you do, my friends. No matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for God's children. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. Oh, good God, no matter what you're facing, whether you have a sickness and have been to the doctor and still waiting on the test to come back, whether you have a problem with enemies that just won't leave you alone, and you're wondering which way to go, whether you have a problem with your mate that's on vacation and you'd love to bring your home back to where it was, write down the telephone number, my friends. I'm going to be here at the prayer office all throughout the day. Those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste, friends. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. Don't let it just sit there and say, I'll come back. It'll still be there. Oh, my God, lay hands and pray over it. My friend, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is yet in the blessing business. Write down the telephone number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, my friends. Oh, and I'll show you how to stroke it. Oh, and a prayer cloth and a cross. Oh, I have bathing materials and other things here for you all to use around your home. Yes, you that have that court case, I'll show you, my friends, better than tell you. Yes, you that have that problem with peace, my friends, write down the telephone number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. Our time is drawing down, my friends. We ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Again, friends, write down that telephone number. That's 404 1-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Yes, you that have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Oh, good God. And my friends, again,